Another week, another episode of the WEOL High School Weekly Wrestling Recap. It is, of course, presented by our friends at Century 21, Deanna Realty. Rakanushi, Tom Evans here with you. Tom, good to be joined with you in studio once again on this wonderful Wednesday. Getting a little chilly out there, though. I don't know. Supposed to be warming up for Christmas. No white Christmas, but man, a little frigid walking in this morning.
Well, winter was here yesterday, and it's leaving today. So, short trip for winter. Let's hope that it's a series of short stays this year.
Yeah, let's not be too naive. It'll certainly get nasty at some point here, as we're all too familiar with. But glad to have you guys again locked into the High School Weekly Wrestling Recap. Very special guest coming up here in a couple of minutes. We'll have Brandon Gilbert, Vermillion Boys and Girls Wrestling head coach. He was kind enough to share some time with us here this evening, so we will catch up with Brandon here shortly. Plenty to talk about with him. Plenty of results, I'm sure, to go through as well. We'll get to that in the final segment. But traditionally around the holidays, what kind of happens with the wrestling? I know basketball, you get like some different classics and tournaments in there. How's wrestling usually work out around the holidays?
Well, we're a week away from the big tournaments, and this last weekend was, with the season getting shortened a year, was kind of the compilation. Like, our tournament got pushed back a week. I know the Defense Soap Duels at Vermillion stayed the same weekend, so some teams had to make some decisions, and excuse me, Lorain County was all over the place this last weekend, as far down as Barnesville and out as far as Clyde and east as far as Cardinal and Solon. So the county is pretty spread out this weekend. They'll gather over the holidays. The Medina tournament takes place, the Brecksville Holiday Tournament, the Kenston Invitational. Those are three of the biggies. A couple of our schools go over to Hudson, another long-running tournament. That's tournament time over break.
Travel for wrestling. I mean, that seems unmatched compared to some other sports. I mean, maybe I'm off the mark on that, but man, it's just all over the place, like you said.
Well, it is, but I think with good reason, because sometimes you get in that habit where if you're in the LC8 or the SWC, you see your league teams in a dual meet, you see them in a maybe at the Cobos or Lorain, but you want to be careful about seeing the same kids five and six times a year.
Sure.
They get some different looks. Barnesville was this weekend. They're the favorites to be the D3 state champs this year, and they had a tremendous tournament down there with 40 some schools from all over the place. Clear Fork, great program, great tournament down there. Black River's there. Cardinal, nice little tournament out at Cardinal with about 17 or 18 teams, and Firelands went out there and performed real well. Bellevue had a tournament. Amherst and Wellington went out to Bellevue. So getting some non-county competition, so get some different looks, and just getting your guys some matches under their belt here in this first couple weeks.
Well, I appreciate you feeding my curiosity on the questions here in this opening segment. So thank you kindly, Tom. Let's step aside, take a quick timeout. When we come back, it'll be Vermillion Sailor head girls and boys wrestling coach Brandon Gilbert. He'll join us next right here on the High School Wrestling Recap. It's presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty, and you're listening to it on AM 930 WEOL 100.3 FM. And Tom, we're online
at WEOL.com.
This is the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap with Tom Evans.
No, in the ring. Tommy Gunn only fights in the ring.
And Rakanushi.
Rocco, you know who that is, huh?
Yeah, I know who that is.
On AM 930 WEOL.
It is the WEOL High School Wrestling Recap. It's presented by our friends at Century 21, Deanna Realty, Rakanushi, Tom Evans here with you. As we turn it over to the hotline, we welcome in a very special guest from Vermillion, head coach of the boys and girls Sailor Wrestling programs. You know him well, none other than Brandon Gilbert. He again joins us on the hotline here for the High School Wrestling Recap. Coach, first and foremost, good afternoon, good evening now, I guess it is. How we doing today? You know, talking off air, a little under the weather over there.
Yeah, no, doing fine. It's you know, happy to hit a holiday soon. Maybe sneak a day or two off, you know, and kind of hit the reset. So, but yeah, no, all is well, and I appreciate you guys having me.
Fantastic. Well, before I turn things over to Tom, because I know he's got plenty to ask you, I'll start things off here. Just kind of how's the season been going for you guys so far? Have you gotten a good amount of duels and tournaments in under your belt? Kind of just to walk me through what the season's been like for you guys so far.
Yeah, on the boys' end of things, we opened up at Avon Lake, and it serves its purpose for us. It's a pool-style tournament, guarantees kind of – you can mix everybody. You can have your varsity or JV in there, and so everybody gets good mat time. And so that went, you know, it went kind of as expected. Nobody kind of You know, and nobody exceeded expectations. Everybody kind of met where we, you know, where we thought they would be. And so a little disappointed, I guess, in that regard, in that, you know, you want some surprises, especially on the positive end of things. But and then the boys' duels, you know, they fared pretty well. You know, the lineup was, you know, we had some holes, and but overall there was, they showed improvement. And so on the boys' side of things, that's all I can ask is that steady climb. You know, them keep on working up the rungs of the ladder, and hopefully they'll ultimately, you know, we'll get, you know, some of them where the end game is, right, where we want them to be. And so on the girls' side of things, they're about right where we expected as well. So, you know, our staff collectively, you know, prior to the season, we talk about these girls. I mean, we kind of knew what we had going into it, and they're kind of meeting the expectations as well. And so, you know, the first tournament of the year, we opened up at Brush for the girls, and I think there was 36 teams represented. And the girls, they did what they do. You know, they're kind of, it's the seniors and the sophomores that kind of, you know, headline that team, if you will. They're our hammers. And so they ended up winning that tournament. And then we rolled into our duels, and we hosted our inaugural defensive girls duels on Sunday. And the girls won all of their duels. They won five more. And they just, yeah, they're just kind of, the beat goes on for them. You know, last year they were strong. There's only typically six, maybe seven of them in the lineup. And this year, you know, we've got 13 girls on the roster. And typically, you know, because they're all kind of piled in that the lower weights, we have about 11 of them in the lineup at any given point. And so they're just, they're doing what we thought they would do. I mean, they're extremely receptive. They execute technique well. They work hard. They're going to be a very, very good group.
Brandon, tell us a little bit about, you know, you're doing double duty over there. A lot of the schools that with the girls' program split off and have another coach handling them. You know, Columbia's in their second year with a separate head coach, and Avon Lake's got a separate head coach, and Pauley Felton now over at Elyria. You're still doing double duty over there. Tell us a little bit about it. That could have something to do with you being under the weather too, bud. You know, both going Saturdays.
I'm definitely taxing the system.
All day
now,
Saturdays and all day Sundays can really take it out of you. But talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so typically, I think we'll go back 3 years is what I would do. So it was Lauren's first year, Lauren Ficker, who, you know, state qualifier, and then last year state placer, you know, fifth. But she, you know, essentially she was doing it by her lonesome a couple of years ago. And so Lauren was, you know, kind of, I think you guys know her story, you know, ex-gymnast, all those things. You know, she had a bad injury, looking to fill the void after kind of a botched surgery. And so, you know, kind of roped her into, hey, why don't you try wrestling? You know, let's fill your void. And so she came out. And so she really, I give her credit for getting the ball rolling, really, and kind of piquing the interest maybe of the female population. And then after she went through her initial year and was a state qualifier, you know, you draw some attention to it. And then the next year, which was last year, you know, I was able to coerce, and I say that, you know, as lovingly as possible, very much so a salesman, you know, able to get a handful more into the room. And so this, what is now the sophomore class, you know, there's five of them that came in last year as freshmen, and they all, it stuck. Like, they've kind of, you know, in a sense, fallen in love with it. And they, so that group of six, you know, coming into this year, again, they did work last year. And so, you know, moving forward, the population saw that. And so, you know how it is. People see things and then they're kind of drawn to it. And so it just keeps growing, kind of snowballing, if you will, because they've seen the success that the girls are having. And so for me personally, you know, and I've told you guys in the past, and I'll tell anybody this, I'm a girl dad. I have three daughters of my own. I'm very, very partial to them. And so this is my baby, if you will, to where, you know, I want to have this program. I want to have it thriving. I want the girls to, you know, all equal opportunity, all that jazz. But I want them to have the exact same sort of, you know, everything as far as instruction or schedule or everything that the boys have. And so I haven't relinquished it, and I don't really see that happening anytime soon, just because I'm so in it. I don't want to abandon them. I don't want to pass the torch on to anybody else. It's kind of, and we have that rapport and that relationship to where I wouldn't want to do that to these girls. And so while I am burning the candle at both ends, so to speak, you know, I'm all right with doing that. I'm totally content with doing that.
You know, Brandon, a pretty proud wrestling tradition over at Vermillion, always on the boys' side historically, but now you got some fire going with the girls. You win a team title over at Brush, a pretty big tournament. They go 5-0 in the duels. What's the excitement level in the building with the kids? Is it kind of growing some momentum, or is this, you know, hey, this is what we thought they would do kind of thing?
I think it's kind of both ends of that. You know, I think that it's still fairly new to the population. You know, I try to do our part where we, you know, we'll post things. You know, you have it on SNN, which is a Sailor News Network. They'll announce things. You do your write-ups so they go on the website. You try to draw attention that way. I think any avenue you can, right, you try to present this so that it opens people's eyes and they're hearing about it, right? Yeah, I mean, I hope that, you know, if they stay the course and they sustain this, which I think they will, I hope that it just grows it more and more. And again, these girls just kind of, they carry on doing what they're doing. And so it's a great thing. Like, I feel blessed, and I'm totally fortunate, you know, that my staff and you know, they're willing to take this on, and that these girls are willing to rise up and meet the challenge.
Talk to us about the Defense Hope duels. You know, Defense Hope has got a place over there in Vermilion. That's a, you know, they're worldwide as far as recognition goes. That's a nice little tournament. Everybody that knows Lorain County Wrestling knows that you have the best in the building announcer in Cliff German. I had to get that plug in for Cliff, or I already got a phone call after this. Uh-huh. But talk to us about the Defense Hope duels. I see Avon Lake went 6-0 over there. How did the Sailors fare?
So we split matches. We ended up going 3-3, and this is on the guys' end of things. We ended up tying in one of the duels, and it went to criteria. And so, you know, I don't know. You know how ties kind of like kissing your sister, right? You don't get much out of it. And so so I don't know that I care for that, but, you know, going to criteria. But the guys, like I said, they did all right. The competition, you know, I was happy to have Avon Lake there. Port Clinton, I don't know if, I mean, when you guys start to research them a little bit, if you've spoken with them, like, they've got a great team. They got good little guys. And I mean, all through the lineup, there's some talent there. And so there were some quality teams that showed up. And so it was nice. It's a good little kind of, you know, you can gauge where you're at early in the season and kind of see where you fare against, you know, better competition. And so, yeah, a good mix was there. You know, it was, you know, Lorain was there as well, Huron. Notre Dame Cathedral Latin, who typically shows up, and they've done that for years, which is really nice, totally, you know, kind of out of the realm. And so, yeah, a good little mix there. So you get a little bit of everything. On that side of things, the guys, you know, again, nice to get them a good amount of matches in a day, especially with the change in rules this year. Now you get 6 matches instead of 5, and so we'll maximize our mat time for them. So it served its purpose.
One last thing before we let you go here, Brandon. Now, Division II, we don't have a lot of Division II schools in the county, but you guys have been the one Division II school that's go west, young man, when it comes to regional districts time. Do you know for a fact, is that where you're headed again this year?
So for us, for the girls, on their end of things, I believe it will be Mentor for us again.
Okay.
I think it's going to hold true. Now, as far as their super sectionals are concerned, you know, it's a matter of, and I don't know that they're going to give us choice, but where they place us on the girls end of things. But I think there might be two options for us on that. I don't know. Still kind of, you know, a little bit up in the air on that end. But yeah, as far as regionals for the girls, I'm fairly certain we're back in Mentor.
And for the boys?
For the boys, we're still at Norwalk, still doing our thing over there, which is, you know, totally fine by us. Very familiar with kind of, you know, the SBC has kind of given us that, we're familiar with those teams. You know, we battle them, and we have Lake duels this year, to which, you know, what we've done is kind of consolidated a lot of the SBC, what would be duels throughout the season, and just turned it into a one-day, you know, dual tournament, if you will, so that we can just kind of bang all that out, spend 2 points on it instead of kind of piecemealing it throughout the season, if that makes sense to you guys. So, yeah, so we're very familiar with, you know, a lot of those teams out west that we see when we go to Norwalk's district.
Outstanding. I love the Twitter site. Tell them to keep posting results. Follow them on Facebook and on Twitter. That's how I keep up with the Sailors, and we know what's going on. So best of luck to you this year, Brandon, and go Sailors.
Certainly appreciate it. Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks, Take Coach.
Care.
And that is
happy holidays.
You as well, Coach. And that is Vermilion Sailor head wrestling coach Brandon Gilbert, both the boys and the girls. As I hang up the line there, sorry. Man, awesome conversation as always with Coach. And he even was kind enough to apologize off the air to us for missing the preview show.
Well,
how about that? What a guy.
I just figured something happened because Brandon's, I love talking to him. He's got a lot of enthusiasm about his program, but certainly no apology necessary.
No, certainly not.
That time of the year when coaches are going in 12 different directions,
uh-huh.
Rob and I muddled through that night anyhow. So.
It's a good adjective for that muddle. Yep. I like that. I'm going to steal that. So big thank you to Coach Gilbert for joining us. Hey, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with some results from the past week or so, and then we'll take a look at what's coming up as well in the Lorain County High School wrestling scene right here on the High School Wrestling Recap presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty on AM 930 WEOL 100.3 FM. Tom, we're online.
At WEOL.com.
It's the High School Wrestling Recap presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Rakanushi, Tom Evans here with you. Big thanks to Brandon Gilbert of Vermilion, head boys and girls wrestling coach, for joining us. Always appreciate his time. And if you missed that interview, of course, you can listen to the recap online starting tomorrow over at WEOL.com. I'll have things posted first thing in the morning. So again, if you missed our conversation with Coach Gilbert, no, don't fret. WEOL.com, that's the spot. Just go to that sports tab, the wrestling tab underneath that, and you'll be right where you need to be. Well, Tom, where do we need to be as far as results go? I'll kind of toss things over to you. Where are we starting this week as far as tournaments and duels go?
Well, let's start with the team that came away with the championship, and that's Amherst Steel. Amherst Steel goes out to Bellevue last Saturday, accumulates 285 points, four champs, wins a 10-team tournament over at Bellevue. Always a tough little tournament over there. They outdistance Oak Harbor by about 24 points. Real good Oak Harbor team. Wellington was also there with four placers. But Steele comes away with four champs. Chase Chandler at 106 pounds. Van Anthony Trenzo at 126. We're going to talk about those two a lot this year. Gabe Aponte at 165. And Ryan Auville at 190 come away with championships for the Klamaths over at Bellevue. So real good showing by them. We kind of thought they would be a sleeper in the county this year. I think after the first 2 weeks, nobody's sleeping on the Steel anymore.
Yeah, that's in a nice, I don't want to say bounce back for them, but I didn't think expectations were maybe as high for them last year compared to this year.
No, Billy Walker's in his last year. He talked to us about, he brings Dan and Tom Milkovich on as assistant coaches. He's got Dan Turnus that runs his youth program over there. Those are three Hall of Famers, just absolute dead-out Hall of Fame coaches there, multiple state champions, multiple state championship teams. And when you have that kind of help over there, the numbers are back up over at Amherst. So I think that they're on a real good roll over there right now.
Before we get to more results, is that crucial for wrestling, having that support staff? I feel like the answer is obvious with this, but having assistants, having other voices in the room that are noteworthy, Hall of Famers, even like you said, I feel like that's monumental towards building a program back up.
When you can get those kind of people in the room, that kind of knowledge in the room to help with your kids, and any time you can break the numbers down, and maybe Coach Tom Milkovich is overseeing these four kids, and then Danny's working with these four kids.
Okay.
They get a little more individualized attention. If Dan, Tom, and Bill Walker are all sending the same message. They're all coaching the kids the same way. They're all on the same page. Billy wrestled for Tom Milkovich over at North Olmsted, so they send a similar – the message is the same to everybody on the team, and they're getting some really good coaching, some good competition, and they're just going to get better as the season goes on.
Good deal. Where else are we headed as far as results go?
The Rebel Invitational over at Willoughby South. Avon, little change-up. They went over there for the first time. Nice showing by them. They come out second with four champs. Columbia also – ventures over to the Rebel Invitational. Their first time, they come out with three champs. So out of 14 weight classes, Lorain County comes away with half the champions over there. But Avon, Michael Fry and or Columbia, Michael Fry and Rushi Patel, they both wrestled well at the North Coast Classic last week at 125. Anthony Morosco for Avon, at 138. Johnny Foy from Avon at 144. Shane Fuller, a champ there, might be a little bit of a surprise on that one. Adam Schumacher at 190, a champ. Ian Engelhart for Avon, a champ at 215. Those are kind of the usual suspects. So, again, getting a look at some different teams over on the east side of town. Some other teams that were over there. Madison won that tournament, Valley Forge, Painesville Harvey. So some teams that maybe they don't see on a regular basis over at Willoughby South.
Michael Fry, certainly a name out of Columbia that I can recall from last year. We called him out a number of times, if I'm not mistaken, so looking for another big year out of him. Any other boys' results? Or we got some girls in there as well?
We got another boys. We're going to stay on the east side. Cardinal, if you go out in the Geauga County out there, Cardinal had a tournament, and Firelands had their whole team together. Firelands is one of those teams that kind of splits their guys up early on, sends an A team, a B team, some of their better wrestlers, some different places. But okay. But they sent their whole team over to Cardinal, ended up third behind Benedictine and Navarre Fairless. Nine placers, two champs over there, Colin Ekman at 120 and Isaac Bowser at 157. Again, a real good showing by the Falcons over on the east side.
I see the stacks thinning over there for you. I'm sure we're down to the kind of the nitty gritty with results here.
Yeah, we're a couple. You know, Midview went over to the Doan Ford Invitational. I had no idea what that was, so I look it up, and that's down at Barnesville. And Barnesville, as I you know, a Division III, top ranked Division III team this year. They come out in 18th place. 29 teams over, just a loaded tournament, and teams from all over. There are teams from West Virginia. That Wheeling Park was there, Frederick
really?
Douglass.
Wow.
Barnesville wrestles in that league that encompasses Ohio, West Virginia, and some Pennsylvania teams. So that's a really unique mix. St. Xavier from Cincinnati went over there. So that, I mean, that was people from, you talk about all over the state. Troy Christian from Dayton was there. So teams from all over were over at Barnesville, and Austin Dye comes away with a place for the middies over there. He ends up third, but I think they had another place where I didn't see where he fell out, though. But that's a tough tournament. And, you know, again, a lot of different faces. The last result, Keystone went over to the Solon Comet Classic. That's I think that right around 50 years for the Comet Classic.
Wow.
Tristan Green comes away with the championship over there.
Of course
and,
he does.
And, you know, he goes 5-0 over there. Real solid tournament for Tristan. And some nice wins for some of the other wrestlers over there. Again, Solon's been around a long time. Good competition. Nordonia's out there. Walsh Jesuit. Some pretty tough teams.
My WJ Warriors always putting on the wrestling front.
There
that's
you
for
go.
Sure. So as far as upcoming things go, as we get into the holiday season, we've been in the holiday season, but full swing now. What do we got coming up?
Well, we got some people scattered all over the place here. I'll circle back around to the girls, but you know, this week, yesterday we had a duel in the school at Midview with had Ashland. I was kind of looking for some results for that. It's on the ladies' end. Findlay's got a tournament. Mapleton down around Ashland. A couple of schools are down there. Columbia, Black River, North Ridgeville going down to Mapleton. Brookside and Columbia have tri meets at home. North Ridgeville as well. Avon Lake ladies are going out to Findlay. Amherst is going to Hudson for that holiday tournament. Keystone and Elyria are going out to the Ed Golf Tournament. I have no idea where that is or what it is.
Another stumper
another
for
kind
you.
Of tournament
wow.
popping up there. Elyria will also have a team at the Shamrock Duels back down in Barnesville again. They had an open tournament last week. They're going to have a dual tournament this week.
Man.
And then Elyria Catholic in a dual meet with North Olmsted. And then the Hudson Holiday Tournament again. Waterloo Wellington out to the Waterloo D3 Classic. So people, again, all over the place kind of getting some different matches in right now.
You just come out of the womb in a headlock down there in Barnesville? Or, like, how does
well,
that work out?
You know, that's so tradition-rich down there. And people in Ohio that know wrestling know what Southeast Ohio wrestling is all about. And, you know, that Barnesville area, that's where Bobby Douglas is from, the old coach from Arizona State and Iowa State and world champion, and there's just some really good wrestling down in that part of the state.
Good deal. Well, I know you said we'd circle back to the ladies, and that is totally my bad. Can't disrespect the females. What do we got working on the ladies' side?
No, Clyde had the Flyer Invitational. 50 schools out to Clyde on last Sunday. Elyria comes away with a third-place finish. Lorraine in ninth, Black River, 25th, North Ridgeville placed. Firelands placed out there. Some of the place winners overall, Elyria had a champion in Jalen Green at 125 pounds. You know, the coach's daughter from Black River, Taylor Owen, champ at 145 pounds, but some really good wrestling out at Clyde.
That's Blake, right? He's the Black River head coach,
yep.
right?
Blake and his daughter, he kind of was sneaky about it. You know, when he talked about the girls' team, and I said, well, there's a familiar name there, Blake. Taylor, and he goes, you know, she's a freshman. And I think she probably has 6 or 7 pins on the air already.
Is she really? Wow, that's fantastic.
I think she's pinned her way through the first two tournaments
wow.
that she's been in.
Some good genes there
good
helping
start
her out.
To the season, yeah.
That's awesome. So anything else from you, Tom, before we get out of here?
No, just getting ready for the holiday tournament. Again, that's kind of a mini Christmas. I like the way they'll stagger them up a little bit. So Brecksville will be day one and day two will not run consecutively with Medina. So Medina's day one is Brexel's day two, so
okay.
I get to time up my semifinal bouts and where I'm going and who I'm getting to see, and I have my list in front of me to take a peek at some teams over the holiday break here.
It's almost like they schedule this just for you.
They do. And you know, they intentionally don't overlap. I think there's been some years, because of the way that Christmas falls, that they haven't had a choice. But sure. They intentionally kind of staggered a little bit, because when you bring all that talent to Northeast Ohio, people want to be able to get to see
sure.
all of it. Yeah,
makes all the sense in the world. All right. So big thanks to Vermilion head coach Brandon Gilbert for joining us. We always appreciate his time. Again, if you missed that interview, it'll be up tomorrow morning, roughly, at WEOL.com. And Tom, thank you to you as always, my friend. So for Coach Gilbert, for Tom Evans, I'm Rocco Nushi, saying thank you for tuning in to another episode of the High School Wrestling Recap. It's been presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. We've got Cavs basketball coming up here shortly. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned.